Lanza. And that's my man, DJ Lance. Time flies, man. I remember watching Yo Gabba Gabba. And now that's a thing of the past. My daughter's watching Disney Teens and YouTube. Oh, the good old days, even though it was a few years ago. They just evolve. I was talking to her this morning. And of course, I get all lovey-dovey in the morning. I'm trying to always give her kisses and hugs and things like that. She's not having any of it. She's like, Dad, get away. Let me be. I'm like, man, kind of rough. Let the girl sleep with me, you know? She likes sleeping with Daddy, by the way. So, yeah, I guess it makes her feel safer. I don't know. It's a girl thing. You know, I remember when I was a kid, I used to like sleeping with Mom all the time. So, I get it. My mom was not having any of it, though. My mom would be like, get the heck out of here. You're a man. You can't be around me. You can't be learning how to cook. You got to go out to the streets. Run out there with a pack of wild dogs. You better figure it out. But good morning, everyone. It's a very beautiful start here. It's going to get rainy. I'm being a forecaster now. I was going to take the little one to Disney again. But, man, looks like some sort of a tropical storm activity is going to come through. And my little one doesn't like wearing ponchos. No way. I tried buying one the last time we went. And, oh, my God, what was that for? My daughter puts up a stink when she's wearing something as simple as a poncho. It derails the whole experience. It's such a diva level. It really is. I'm just sitting there scratching my head like, wow, did you know? You know, this is definitely when I sound like an old man. Like I sound like my parents and the parents before them. Or when you hear all these people in the corner when they're drinking and just telling stories. Oh, man, we had it tough. Talking about a poncho being an issue. You're going to freaking Disney World, right? You're thinking the last thing you're worried about is about a poncho and the look you have when you've self-made yourself to look like a mess. That's one thing I tell you. I make my daughter just go ahead and put in whatever she wants to wear. I want to give her that freedom, man. And we were actually talking about that friend of hers in school. It was so sad because she goes, yeah, mommy called her bitch. I'm like, oh, man. Girl, you're listening to too much stuff. You're listening to too much stuff, man. This is parent talks going on. You know, you can't be just glazing over that phone. Now I got to be watching everything I type. Very nosy. But, hey, that's kids for you, man. You got to go ahead and do it. I was actually talking to a buddy of mine, man, and but, you know, through all these experiences that I'm having and being so hands-on, it's great. Having that freedom. And obviously not that freedom because I'm still working, but being in a job where it's a different dynamic. Most of us, or most of you, not anymore with me, but most of you probably don't work for yourselves, probably don't have a fluid schedule where you can just come and go, work from home. And if you do, man, that's awesome. You're one of the few that can be successful enough to be at home and not worry about those things. And I was talking to a buddy of mine that started his own business, and he's doing, you know, similar stage. I mean, I'm probably, 6 months behind him, but he owns his own company, whereas I'm working for somebody. So I don't have the responsibility in comparison to him. But the one thing we do have in commonality is the freedom of being able to come and go. You're not going, you know, my boss. It's like, you got anything to do with kids, you don't even have to check out. Why are you telling me? And he was telling me that in the prior job, it was a similar situation with me where, you know, his boss was, you know, he had the ability to come and go as well. And I think that's something that you don't appreciate until you're in it. Because you're thinking at your current job, you have the flexibility and you're able to come and go. But then when you get in a situation like I am, oh, man, it opens up the floodgates. Hold on for a second. I got to go get my alarm. I left that thing on. Okay. Yeah, but having that freedom, it's something that's invaluable, and I appreciate it all the time. Like, I'm sitting here. I could be working until 11 o'clock at night one day and then barely work the next day. Maybe start working at 12 o'clock one. I go to the gym anytime at lunchtime. I don't get up early to go to the gym anymore. You know, and I love going to the gym early, but what's the purpose? It's like there's nothing to get up for. I don't have that commute. I don't have to go in that office. And then at the same time as I'm talking to my friend, I get that phone call and a text message from one of my ex-coworkers. They're checking in to see how life is going, and they're complaining. And I'm just telling her, dude, I'm thank God I'm not in this shit anymore. Because it's, you know, that work environment is such a non-authentic environment, because you just have people that are not genuine, people that are there for agendas. When you have people that are old, that maybe lost a struggle in power and maybe demoted, and they're just trying to get their jollies any way, shape, or form. They're not happy at home, and this is their only outlet, meaning being in the office environment with other people and playing those games, playing the Big Brother Survivor games. And it's a very crazy thing. I mean, I was driving to meet my boss a couple days ago, and I was telling this to my friend that, and when I stopped by Smoothie King, because I got there a little bit early, so I just went to Smoothie King, just gave me a smoothie, and I see the building of one of the companies locally. It's Arthrex. And I'm saying to myself, man, I looked at that building, I said, man, Menno, you got to make sure you don't go work in a building like that again, meaning in any corporate world. Now, granted, if I got to go work, if things don't work out here, right? I mean, if things don't pan out and I'm not successful doing this, then yeah, I got to go back and pay some bills for the little one. But I mean, gosh, it's just like one of those deals. I start getting PTSD. I really do. You know, whenever you're in a good place, it's hard to leave that space. I always say that. You know, whenever, if any of you are lucky enough to find yourselves in a good space, in a good place where everything, your work, your personal life, your just emotional stability is all there and in a good place, man, it's hard for you to say, yeah, let me go ahead and throw this on. Let me add this person. Or it's very hard to do those things, because when you appreciate the space that you're in and the feelings that you have and the peace that you have, it's like, man, I can't go anywhere. And that's how I feel with work right now. Like I was talking to my buddy, you know, my boss, we ended up working together till 7, almost 8. We had dinner. And he's like, you all right? I'm like, yeah. You know, he's checking the gauge. I'm like, dude, this is, I don't thank you enough every day, but I think it'll be annoying if I thanked you every day. But you have no idea the freedom I feel, the peace of mind, the ability to go be a parent. You know, that's kind of the thing with me. And it's something I can't describe to anybody, but just having that freedom. And that's what my buddy, when I was talking to him, that he had, you know, prior to owning his own company, he had it, but it's at a whole new level now where you're your own boss. You don't answer to nobody. Imagine that. Imagine you having your job right now and you don't answer to nobody. All you got to do is do the things you're supposed to do, right? Just, okay, I have no boss. I can come and go. I can have 2-hour lunches. I can go see my daughter every day. I can go meet a friend, you know, at 10 o'clock. I can go work out at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I could leave to go home and clean up. I can clean up on a Monday at my place. I don't have to wait till the weekend. I can go clean on Tuesday, on Wednesday. I can go grocery shopping during the week. You know, whatever it is you typically do on the weekends, so when you're not at work, you can do during the work week, man. It's I tell you, man, I don't see myself ever. I hope this works out, man. And I think it will. I'm not worried about it, but I don't see myself. And that's why I look at my education. I'm like, what the fuck did I waste this money for, you know? And no, granted, it's good, but at the end, I don't really need it. I just needed to know people. I needed to know people. Now, I always have a backup plan, which is good, but I think, you know, for my little one, man, if she ever had the chops to work for herself, I would be all for it. Now, granted, the one thing about working for yourself is that you got to know different facets, right? You got to know accounting. You got to know sales. You got to know how to deal with people, so on and so forth. So you got to have the personality for it. And you got to know you got to have the personality for it. If you're a person that's not with that, you know, or maybe do e-commerce. I don't know. You know, I think e-commerce is the way to go. Go ahead and get you, go ahead and sell products. like if I was a stay-at-home mom, I'd be a savage with the toys and the products. For real. Especially now that Toys R Us is closed. I'd be getting all of this stuff and I'd just be creating a niche page. I'm not saying that Amazon isn't going to be there, but there's still a level of desire to have variety. You know what I'm saying? Amazon's still destroying everything. Don't get me wrong, but I think when you I don't know. I just think if you do something you love, the money will flow. It just takes time. It really does. And now with, you know, social media marketing, that's something that I'm learning quite a bit in my new job and the powers behind it and the money that's available to be made because it's relatively new. You know, I mean, you still see the struggle with the company's TV trying to shift back to internet and trying to create like an a la carte experience. The model that they're used to making money from, it's all but gone. And because of them not wanting to shift, it's allowed other companies to come in. It's allowed other things to grow because the taste in the consumer and how they consume the product is different. So, but yeah, freedom, man. Freedom, buddy. This is it, man. I mean, it's just great. I can't say enough things. I'm so giddy.